This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level meeting regarding the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. India has suspended the Indus Waters Treaty in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Jal Shakti Minister C. R. Patil and senior government officials attended the meeting. Talking to media after the meeting, the Jal Shakti Minister said that the historic decision taken by the government on the Indus Waters Treaty is completely just and in the national interest. He stated that government will ensure that not a single drop of water from Indus River reaches Pakistan.
अभी उनके साथ कोई भी संधि आज तक हुई होगी और सभी संधि को रद्द कर देना चाहिए. ऐसा मुझे लगता है सरकार ने जो अभी जल संधि को रद्द कर दी है एक अच्छा डिसीजन लिया है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday spoke to all chief ministers asking them to identify all Pakistan nationals in their states after India revoked visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas with effect from tomorrow. All medical visas issued to Pakistani nationals will be valid only till 29th of this month and no new visas will be issued in the revoked categories. External Affairs Ministry briefed ambassadors of US, Israel and Spain in Delhi on Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Ambassador of Israel to India, Reuven Azar, said this is a watershed moment and Israel stands with India. He said they discussed terrorism as well as bilateral cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. In line with the Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation, the 15th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. It will provide meaningful opportunities to the youth for their empowerment and effectively contributing to national development. The new recruits will be joining the central government in various ministries and departments. Pope Francis, the head of the worldwide Roman Catholic Church, will be laid to rest at the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome today. The funeral mass will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. Tens of thousands of mourners, including heads of state and representatives from across the world, are expected to attend the funeral mass of late pontiff. This includes President Draupadi Murmu, who will offer condolences on behalf of the government and people of India. President Murmu reached Rome in Italy yesterday and paid homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter in Vatican City. The funeral ceremony will conclude with the transfer of the coffin to St. Mary Major in Rome, where the burial will take place. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, achieved a significant milestone in scramjet engine development by conducting active cooled scramjet subscale combustor ground testing for over 1,000 seconds. The Defence Research and Development Laboratory, which is a Hyderabad-based laboratory of DRDO, yesterday conducted the ground testing of the newly built state-of-the-art scramjet connect test facility. The ground test is in continuation of the earlier test reported for 120 seconds in January. The Baloch Liberation Army has claimed responsibility for an attack that killed 10 Pakistani paramilitary personnel after their vehicle was struck by a remote-controlled IED in western Pakistan's restive Balochistan province yesterday. According to news agencies, the security vehicle hit a roadside improvised explosive device near Margar Chowki, approximately 30 kilometers from Quetta. In the IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated host Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 155 runs, Sunrisers Hyderabad overhauled the score for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. Today, host Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.